Area 941 podcast are produced and distributed by Community Powered 94.1 KPFA Radio. Please help support Area 941 at kpfa.org.
And we're back. It's the Tom and Tim Show. Coming to you live from Bernal Heights.
Yeah. Well, the year has presented some great challenges, some victories for us, but a lot of disasters locally as well as...
Oh, my God. I can't wait for 2016 to be over.
That's what everybody says. So here's the deal. I don't think the mayor and his administration are really helping matters by some of his latest shenanigans, you know, not looking at the will of the voters on Prop W, which was supposed to be Free City College, trying to set his own priorities. And, you know, one thing I learned almost immediately was there is always the money. It is bullshit. This is priorities and political agenda. Let's help Mark Farrell on his homeless stuff, and let's, not help with any real solution on housing. It's amazing with how annoying the mayor and his decision makers can be in the face of Trump, and they're extremely cavalier. And this is exactly why Democrats of this nature putting the buck—what it's neoliberalism, I guess—putting the buck before everything. And saying, well, you know, I marched in the gay parade, so I'm fine. It hurt us all. And I don't know if are we really going to be ready for what Trump, mets out?
The problem with, the first two things the mayor did in an era when we're supposed to be fighting the Trump agenda is refuse to fully fund Sanctuary City and then refuse to give the money for Free City College. So far, the mayor
didn't support.
Right, which he didn't support. But now it's like the voters, 61% of the voters, 9-1 vote on the Board of Supervisors. Everybody wants that. And now the mayor is defying everyone. And that doesn't look good for a city that's supposed to stand up to Trump. I mean, what he needs to be doing is he needs to be saying, look, we're going to get hit. The feds are going to take some money away. And we are going to raise it ourselves. We are going to raise taxes on the wealthiest people in the city. There is a lot of money in this city. And we can do that. And we should be doing that instead of looking at cuts.
And the mayor's... office of the mayor, you know, has many, many hidden pots of money. This is the problem. This is why we need charter reform. We don't need as strong a mayor because it really does result in this kind of hanky-panky and, the will of the voters and the political will and even the populism, which isn't always liberal, gets thwarted. Now, San Francisco seems to be able to right itself, you know, the ship of state. But, man, going through it is for us, it's inconvenient and annoying and we're angry. But for others, it's a life and death decision.
That is exactly right. There are people's lives on the line here. There are city services on the line here. There are safety net things on the line here. There's lives on the line.
The hypocrisy. Mark Farrell's going to go watch somebody's feet because he's humble. Give me a break. And then he turns on those who are way less fortunate than he is. I want to say we did this roast, and I can't tell you that I'm always in favor of roast, but he certainly was an awkward presence there.
At the roast for David Campos.
Yes, and then who knew? I didn't know it was going to be covered. Mission Local, Mission Local sometimes has a little bit of an attitude too. So they came like a skunk at the picnic, and they kind of reviewed it and trashed it. All right, fine, we can take it, but I think you're missing the point there. But in the Farrell, I guess the word is foray into making headlines, becoming the bad guy. I think he truly believes that will help him be mayor. Because everybody's not going the progressive way. And particularly if you look at Trump. And then you got the other one, you got Herrera making headlines. Oh, well, I'm taking on the San Francisco Art,
Academy of Art University.
Academy of Art. But when you look closely at it, it's a gesture, but it's not $60 million.
Well, it's not $60 million to the city. It, you know, some of that will be to build affordable housing that they should have built in the first place and essentially to replace affordable housing that they've taken off the market. And that's $40 million of it. And $20 million of it will go to the general fund. That's nice. But you know what? We need about 10 more of these. We need to like start suing a whole lot more people and getting that kind of money.
Well, it's also systemic, and we're not taking care of the systemic. We're doing these flashpoints, you know, that maybe look good, grandstanding or something, but you know, you're not really taking care of the issue as it exists, you know, institutionally. I say charter reform.
Yep, I say charter. Well, you know, we lost this week three really good supervisors.
We did.
We talked about the compost roast. I don't know if that's the best way for someone to go out.
It was well-intended and many people enjoyed it, I think we could have done without certain people there making judgmental things.
Whatever.
It's supposed to be fun.
The fact of the matter is, you know, we're going to miss David and we're going to miss Eric Marr. We're going to miss John Avalos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they were, I'm not going to say that I always agreed with every one of them and everything.
Are you kidding? Hate Washington?
Yeah. but in many ways they were, you know, collectively they're kind of the left conscience of the board. And we're going to miss them all. You know, fortunately, Campos will be well succeeded with Hillary Ronan.
Thank goodness.
And Eric Marr will be well succeeded with Sandy Feuer. And you know, unfortunately, we lost District 11.
Yes, we did. But the point is particularly about Dean and Kimberly, is they are still around and we are still around. You know, there were marginal victories on the part of their opponents, to say the least. But Kimberly is now looking to be the next president of the Harvey Milk Hub, or the vice president, Carolina Morales. And so that's a good thing. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of queer energy in the various movements that are happening, Black Lives Matter, as well as the immigrant rights movement. And I think that, you know, Kimberly is just tremendously appropriate for this position. And it doesn't belittle anybody else. And because it's the time and the juxtaposition, and also how very, very close she got to being a supervisor, which is what we all wanted. And if you feel belittled, go belittle yourself, you know.
Get
culturally competent.
And she'll be,
out of my face.
She'll be around in 4 years, and if Asha ends up being the train wreck some people fear, well, she can challenge him then.
Yeah, I think some of our friends, maybe in labor, will influence him to, compensate and make some votes that we think are good. However, I don't think that it's going to be sustainable, looking at his lack of character, and then all the questions on about his.
He's a real estate guy.
Ethical.
He's a real estate guy,
but he lies about it.
Yeah. And we'll see. But the thing is, you know, now when you're in office, you have a voting record, and we can hold you accountable.
Yeah. Well.
More or less. Yeah.
And then somebody says, "Oh, if you vote for this, we'll endorse you." So, new police chief. A kind of a blank slate. Don't know.
He's from Los Angeles, which is not necessarily the model of a progressive police department.
I'm hoping that he was one of a few who, you know, pushed for standards and stuff.
And you know what? At least he's an outsider. We don't know much about him. We'll find out.
Yes, we will.
Yeah. I mean, he's not part of the POA operation in San Francisco. He was probably part of the POA operation in L.A.
Well, they stick around and they infiltrate. I just hope that he doesn't have to spend a lot of his time battling the internal stuff, the thuggy stuff, the threatening stuff, because if he does, then he's not going to be able to pay attention to police reform, police standards. I think that the police commission did do a good thing about the not shooting at
and we're going to see right away if he's willing to stand up to the POA on that and say, hey, I'm the chief, you're not shooting at cars.
Yeah.
You know?
So there'll be a lot of tension around what happens in the next few months with the police. You know, on the school district beat, they're starting without a superintendent right now, the Sturch, rather. But they're doing some very, very good things. In fact, I was going to say one of their first duties should be the teacher shortage and how to address that. And they've come up with something, even without me telling them, which is an in-house credentialing program. You know, it's not a panacea, but it's really addressing the problem. So I compliment the board and Myung Lee, who is the interim superintendent, and some of us are kind of, you know, thinking he would be a good permanent superintendent. So to be developed, you know, obviously.
But that is a good program because we have a terrible teacher shortage and we've had consistent teacher shortages.
Well, it's the short teachers that, no, yeah.
Well, thank you for listening once again to the Tom and Tim Show.
Happy days are here again, we hope, and we'll see you probably next year.
We will definitely see you next year. Let's see. All right. On that note, we will see you next year.